Last year, Utah lawmakers tried to ban anything but abstinence-only sex education in schools. The bill was vetoed by Governor Gary Herbert, but now the Education Interim Committee is considering new legislation aimed at providing sex education at home. The idea is sex education for parents.
Somewhere along the line, we decided it was very important, I say we, somebody decided, that we teach sex in school. It wasn't my decision. I wouldn't have supported that.
Republican Senator Stuart Reed proposed the new bill, putting forth the idea of offering face-to-face training to parents on sex education, as well as developing an online resource for parents to use as a tool when talking about sex with their children.
What I'm trying to attempt here is to provide a resource for the parents. Well, they get a little bit of training so they feel equipped, feel comfortable, and then they'll take that responsibility back and teach it within their own home. And then they can teach human sexuality based on their values and their morals that are appropriate for their family.
Reed says he doesn't intend for the bill to be used to eliminate sex education in schools, but he believes the state's educators are being relied on too much to teach everything, and says an intimate topic like sex should be taught to children by their parents. The proposed legislation would require the State Board of Education to offer training and instructional resources to parents to assist them in teaching health and human sexuality to their children. Reed says he believes there would be minimal costs associated with it. Democratic Representative Patrice Arendt says while she agrees parents and students need better sex education, she doesn't buy the idea that providing sex education training to parents would be cheap.
It's hard for me to believe it's minimal cost, and I appreciate that's the information you're getting, but a program that involves setting up meetings in various locations throughout the state so parents from throughout our state can get to a convenient location at a convenient time, preparing materials that you can hand out, I just can't imagine there's not a significant cost to that.
Senator Howard Stevenson says he questions how effective the parent training would be, since there would be no way of quantifying what kind of training parents receive. He suggests creating a statewide website that has training options from both Planned Parenthood and what he describes as a family-based philosophy for parents to choose from.
Have them have their children go on the web and have some interactive kind of instruction for that appropriate age or maturity level, depending on what the parent's judgments are.
Senator Reed is discussing possibilities for this kind of parent training with incoming State Superintendent of Instruction Martel Menlove. The committee is now taking the proposed legislation under consideration. With KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Charlotte Duran for Utah Public Radio.